Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting second. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jack Fisher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Cepeda catches it and steps on first to double up Hubbs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Banks reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks moves to third. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays is hit by the pitch. Alou moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfi Tano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball towards left. Keene settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Keene. Brock moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Williams reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Banks moves to third. Rogers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews is walked intentionally. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays strikes out. two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hubbs strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing third base. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano catches it and throws to first to double up Rogers. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-4, Cubs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Alou moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Matty Alou pinch hits for Ernie Bowman. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alou scores. Mays moves to second. It's 9-5, Cubs. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Joey Amalfitano. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to third. Bailey moves to second. Billy O'Dell pinch runs for Willie McCovey. Chuck Hiller pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing left field. Harvey Keene now playing third base. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Chuck Hiller now playing second base. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Duffalo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.